Lecture topic, love for the creation of Allah Ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Once the Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the best place in this world? He replied, I do not know, I'll ask Jibreel Alayhi Salaam. And Jibreel Alayhi Salaam came, he asked Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, he said, I do not know, I will ask Allah Ta'ala. He asked Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala told him that the best place is the masjid and the worst place is the bazaar. But sad to say that we, which is the best place, we do not want to stay in there. We feel very uncomfortable. We want to finish quick and run away from here. And the bazaars have become the place that we want to spend all the time there. Whereas the Sahaba Ikram, they made the masjids in the bazaars, they remained like the people of the masjid. They stayed in the masjid too, they spend the time in the masjid, they should enjoy in the masjid. They did not wish to leave the masjid. Now it's obvious this month that you and I should understand that what's the reason for us that we become so uncomfortable in the masjid? Why won't we leave? You have enough time to even read the sunnah and nafil. But yet you do not want to do that. It mustn't be that, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, we go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empty-handed. In other words, this place is for us to bring about more and more reward that will help on the day of Qiyamah. We do not understand this reward, that's why, because not getting in cash, you see. If you get cash, dollars and you know that, then very quickly you run for it. But then it mustn't be like a person going to the bazaar, and it so happened you went empty-handed, and all the best of things were there, and being for 1 hour's time, everything will be finished. And then he regrets, you know, I'm empty-handed, lost everything. So likewise, the person does not understand that every moment he sits in the masjid, the reward is very great. It's so great. That's why Nabi Karim says, who is a pauper? The Sahaba said, that person who has no money. He said, no such thing as that. That person on the day of Qiyamah, he's looking for deeds. And Allah Ta'ala will say, this deed, that deed. He said, I have no deed at all. And how you spend this time in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us spend our time in the masjid, not run away from here. We are running away from here. And respect the masjid. It's very important to respect the masjid. I always say, when you come to the masjid, respect it. You came to, see, the intention is important that you came, what for in the masjid? You came to make ziyarat to Allah ta'ala. Just imagine if you got this in your heart from the deep home, I came to masjid to make ziyarat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will you go? You know, if you're so conscious that I'm going to meet Allah ta'ala, it mustn't be that he turned away from me. See, the love we haven't got in us. If you got the true love, then you'd come and not talk to anyone at all. Not talk, leave alone that in azan time you're not supposed to make salam to, if you find people talking. If the respect to azan is so great, we'll only come to know the Qiyamah. So these are things which you take it as small. But it's not small when you come in front of Allah Ta'ala, how much you need. Then you come to realize, I missed all those things. So we have to learn to respect the masjid. And the more you respect the masjid, the more effective it is outside. I'm telling you, just do it for 40 days. Come to the masjid, respect it the way you're supposed to respect. And when you go out of the masjid, you read the dua and go, inshallah, in 40 days you come to realize the difference in your life. Your whole life will become something else. Because you have changed your whole life to that I'm going to the masjid. A person who makes wudu at home and goes come to the masjid, every step that he's making, he's getting one hajj and umrah sawab. If you only know one hajj and umrah sawab is getting, then if walks with that intention, I'm going to meet Allah Ta'ala, then you know his eyes are controlled, his ears are controlled, his heart is controlled, everything is controlled. Nowadays, when a person comes to the masjid right by the door, he's still busy with his cell phone. So what is he going to expect in the masjid? So, the respect of the masjid, do not become like that, you know, the fish out of the water. We don't run in the back of the sea. We are not the fish out of the water. We are in the water. We don't want to come out. So respect the masjid and see how much Allah respects you. And I always say, if you don't respect the small masjid, the small house, how do you respect the big mosque? Allah Ta'ala hum sab ko hidayat de. Ji. We, everyone seeking only one thing in our life, only one thing we want. And we're all sitting here for that one thing too. And what is that? Love of Allah. Every one of us is here sitting here with only one intention. How to seek the love of Allah. You're leaving everything, your pleasures and pleasures, only for one to seek Allah Ta'ala's love. Now if you were seeking Allah Ta'ala's love, so the great Buzuk said that you cannot see Allah. You cannot see Allah. And you want Allah's love. So Allah Ta'ala said, if you want my love, then you love my creation. When you love my creation, my love is in my creation. What's the meaning of that? My love is for my creation. In other words, that love my creation. And if you love the world, in other words, love the, my creation, be kind to them. Be soft to them. Be loving to them. That quality must come into us that you must love his creation. Now it's obvious when a person says, I've got love for Allah Ta'ala. And say, I've got love, then who is this person? Who is that person? To say who is that person, where he came from now. So in other words, that true love is not there. Because the true love is that he loves his creation. That's my Allah's creation, I will love him. Now you love Allah Ta'ala's creation, you don't look down at him at all. You become, you know, you feel hurt. You feel fine, you know, you feel, you sympathize with them. Now that's why I'm saying, is this much what you mean by sympathize? My Hazrat, I won't forget that one statement says, if you see a person doing wrong, you must think to yourself, Ya Allah, he jante nahi. Instead of running him down, ye jante nahi, he does not know it. If he knows, he won't do that. For example, I'm just telling you to wear the pants below the ankle. It's obvious this much is wrong. But you see, they look at the person, you're running him down. Instead of running him down, what do you do? Say that, look, shame, man. You know, if he knew it, he would not do this. We jante nahi. That one statement Hazrat has brought instant into our hearts. That if you look at anyone committing any sin also, you see, jante nahi. He does not know it. Had he known that, he won't commit the sin. So what are you doing to yourself? He's a creation of Allah Ta'ala. You're not looking down at him. And fear is there, this must get tomorrow, I can turn worse than him too. The fear must be there. It must not be that I become worse than him too. This you do not understand. So every moment of ours we look at a person's creation, that fault that you look into him, you think to yourself, I will not look at him down because tomorrow I can become like that too. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was walking in a bazaar. While he walked in a bazaar, he saw the few people were completely drunk, and one person by the name of Zanzan, he is singing a song, you know, and a melodious voice. And he got, looked at it and he said that he went past him. And they were completely drunk. He says, oh shame, man. What a beautiful voice. If only he read Quran, how nice it'd be. Look what he thought. He did not look down at him. He did not belittle him. But he said, how nice is this voice, if he read for the Quran Sharif, how nice it. What I'm trying to tell you is the reason for me to give you this incident for what? To say that we must think good of the next person is Allah's creation. If you have this Allah's creation, what's the meaning of that? Allah said, this is my creation, you want my love. If you want my love, talk of my creation in a good manner. Do not look down at them. Don't ridicule them. Now we ridicule people, look down at them. That at least like we got a certificate of Jannat and they got Jahannam. Allah mani farther from them. There was one buzruk, you know, one person. He was sitting and the shade of Allah was on him and was very hot. So a very big sinner, he said to himself, you know what, I have nothing by me, but let me go and sit by this great person. That is, I'll also get the shade too. However, when he went and sat down next to the person, the moment that person looked at him, he said, this sinner, what is doing next to me?
That's what we do in a masjid too. You feel a person composed of gambler, he was a big sinner. And Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayah, he came to the masjid. You look at him with four eyes, hey, what happened here? You came to the wrong place. How come you came to my masjid now? The same fellow who has so bad habits in him, you can't sit and stand next to him. You don't want to stand next to him too. Why? Because he's a sinner. That's what we take him as. He must have made tawbah and Allah accepted him. You came so close to Allah Ta'ala, you don't even know about it. So this person said, you know what, look at this person, what is coming? He's telling him, what you're sitting by me? And he was a sinner, he knew, he said, Allah, I'm a sinner. I came to sit next to a person so I can get washed with. When he woke up from the walk, Allah Ta'ala left the shades from that person and gave that person the shade. So look how Allah Ta'ala changed it. Gave him everything of the best. So what you understand the important thing, do not look down at anyone. Do not look down. To Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said this person, how nice he person to read Quran Sharif. The same beautiful voice, he learned Quran. Now when he came to his senses, other people, what happened? He says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu came here and he saw you in this condition. He said, how nice if the same melodious voice was used for the Holy Quran. And remember that affected him to that extent. He got up, he threw everything away. Whatever the music, he threw everything away. And he made tawbah and he got met him, embraced him, and he became one of the greatest person after that. You see his name in a hadith of them. So what I'm trying to tell you, that those people who you must not look down at anyone, Allah said, my creation is my creation. Look at my creation. This is Allah, my creation. Your own children you have, and you don't like anyone to talk bad about them. You're not prepared to listen to your children. Anyone say, your son is like this, your son, can you prepare to accept that? No, you're not prepared to accept. We are the creation of Allah. And if you are the creation of Allah Ta'ala, then you must love Allah. Says, my love is in my creation. You must be kind to them. You must be good to them. You must sympathize with them. Your wife is also the creation of Allah. You must be good to them. You must be loving to them. Remember one thing, that tears will not go just like that. You can hurt them, they cannot go anywhere, but the doors of Allah is open. So we must always have this intention of mind, that our love for Allah Ta'ala can only come into us in the time when we begin to love Allah Ta'ala in the way it's supposed to be, that my love is in there, my creation, in that creation. So if you have mercy on people, if you have then, and you must know, remember that that person who does not have mercy on anyone is a worse person. That person who does not have mercy for a bad person is worse than that person. That person who does not have mercy for a bad person is worse than that bad person. Because you must understand who gave you that. Who gave you that? Only that person begins to speak like that, who forget that who Allah gave him that. He forgets that. That's why you think bad of that person. So mercy is very important. To have mercy on it. That person who fulfilled the rights of a slave also fulfilled the rights of Allah. When you begin to fulfill the rights of the slave of Allah, it's obvious you fulfill Allah's rights too. Then you learn to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala too, because every slave Allah Ta'ala slave you're fulfilling, then you like to fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala too. Then how much of barakat you get in that? Allah commands once without bringing you force in one's life. It cannot come. Anything you do, you have to bring force in your life. To bring change in your life, you have to put some force in you. You have to change your life, you have to bring some force in you. You don't expect everything to go overnight. You have to change yourself, there's a force to change. You have to force to change. And when that force to change is, that is the time when Allah Ta'ala brings you a difference in your life. Now one of the greatest names of Allah Ta'ala is that to commit a sin, a person does not have the means, he does not feel like committing a sin. One of the greatest ni'mat is, a person does not want to commit a sin. You don't understand what a great ni'mat that is, a person does not want to commit a sin. Any sin does not want to commit, he is not happy to commit a sin. And that's a very great ni'mat of Allah. And say that any virtues of done for creation of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest gratitude experience will be not to be another way. In other words, whatever you do, the experience you do in doing something great for someone, that is effect is something else. That effect is something else. Automatically will do some favor to someone. At that occasion, there's nothing more greater than that before you say, Allah Ta'ala, you're doing it. So the reward is very, very great. So do not take any action to be small. So if a person wants to become a friend of Allah Ta'ala, then he must become an enemy of his nafs. You must become nafs. Because your nafs is your biggest enemy. Or shaitan. Nafs will tell you not to read namaz. Nafs will tell you not to read namaz. Your biggest enemy that is. Allah Ta'ala says, Ijmu read namaz. Nafs will tell you not to make ask forgiveness to your friend. Allah Ta'ala must ask for forgiveness. Nafs will tell you not to talk to your father and mother. Allah Ta'ala says. So the best friend is Allah Ta'ala. If anyone is Allah Ta'ala's friend, then you must become that your nafs is the biggest enemy. Do not follow your nafs at any time. If you begin to follow your nafs any time, then you must remember them, then you become the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, and who want to become an Allah? So that person's enemy is nafs. And he becomes nafs, then you must understand that is very, very important that do not become the victim of your nafs. Today we are doing not talking to one brother, another brother. Today whatever wrongs we are doing is because of our nafs. Do not follow your nafs. Your nafs will tell you today read Fajr namaz. Tomorrow say no. So what you do, you leave your, follow your nafs, and became do not read namaz the next day. Every moment you must understand your nafs cannot be your friend. If you have a nafs as a friend, then Allah Ta'ala's enemy is a nafs. So you must become Allah Ta'ala's friend. So these things are very important to be mercy in us. Ruhamau bainahum, ruhamau bainahum. Every sahabi had mercy in them. You not know that every they were concerned. You know the famous story to, you know, the time the battle of Tabuk, whatever battle. Each one asking for water. What they were doing? The water is coming before they can drink. The next one asking, you next one. This was the condition of Sahaba Ikram. We haven't got that in us at all. We haven't got mercy. At that moment, whatever happened in Palestine anyway, whatever is happening there, little bit what we can do is have mercy. Mercy what means? We cannot make dua for them. And have mercy, oh Allah, I don't know what they are going through. Possibly they are going through, they have no food there. Let us cut down our food a little bit too. Let us cut down our food a little bit too. I'm not saying not to eat food, but what condition they are undergoing there. Mercy is this and what condition they are undergoing. Only Allah knows. But the only thing we can do is make dua and have this mercy that at least cut down all our luxuries for a while. Eat something simple. Yusuf alayhi salam. The time famine took place, he was being very thin. They asked him, Hazrat, what is happening to you? He said, I'm not eating because I don't know which part of the people among my people are not eating food. I'm concerned about that. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in one place in Assam, I think some famine took place there. It was so bad. He said, Allah raham furma. Allah raham furma. Only Allah's raham can come in you. Allah's mercy can come in. We can't do anything but we can make dua for them. But we must behave like that too. Then we must feel hurt at heart. We don't feel hurt. My Hazrat, I won't forget one person in South Africa. He was shot in the leg. And Hazrat came to see him. And could see the face. Hazrat was very hurt. Where is that mercy in our heart today? We haven't got. If you go to hospital, to you see someone sick to you, don't feel that mercy is not there. We haven't got that feeling in us. A Muslim going through some difficulties, we haven't got that feeling in us. We have to have that feeling in us. That's called what is wanted in our lives. Just to read namaz is not everything. That's why they say, you know, when Jafar Sadiq Rahmatullah Ali, he was a very rich man. And the time he had all the grain there. And in that time there was this famine took place. So he asked his man, how's the grain? He said, Hazrat, we got so much of grain, you know, mustn't worry about famine at all. He said, what do you mean by that? Give all the grain away. How the people are suffering. So what's going to happen thereafter? You see, whatever they go to, we also go the same way. This is what is supposed to be. This is what's supposed to be. Our hearts must be mercy for others. Kindness for others. That is what Allah Ta'ala says. My friends, if you want to become my friend, my love, love my creation. They're going through difficulties and hardship. Whatever, be kind to them. Be sweet to them. Be just to them. Even your wife is also a friend of Allah. So be careful that do not hurt her too. because she got no place to go. If you are hurting her, then Allah Ta'ala is getting hurt. So very, very important is this, that if we want love of Allah, the only way the love of Allah Ta'ala can come into us, that we must learn to love His creation. There must be not one enemy in your life. Why come one brother is not talking to another brother? How come one sister is not talking to another sister? How come all this is happening? What kind of love is that? Allah Ta'ala says, my love only lies on my creation. So if you love every one of my creation, I begin to love you too. So this is not a small thing what I'm saying. But people take it as a small thing. Up to now you find ladies not talking, sisters not talking to sisters, brothers not talking to brothers. They don't even go to one janaza too. Whatever thing they do, to that extent, but do not look down at anyone. Very important not down. Today, you know, we come to the masjid and we read namaz. If you find a person tattered and torn clothing, you don't want him next to sit, read namaz next to you too. Do not know him and be more closer to Allah than you. If you sometimes you find a big sinner and you think just like, why must I stand next to you? You know, he's a big sinner. But not realizing that in the eyes of Allah, he's more closer than you. He must make tawbah everything. And I gave you the example now of that buzru. He said, this much, that person, how can he stand next to me? Allah Ta'ala said this much. To him, just tell him this much, he must go. And he sent a Nabi of that time and told him that I have cleared all the deeds now, they must restart the deeds. That person who was a sinner, I have forgiven his sins, he must restart his life, and all his good deeds, I forgive, closed up. Now he must restart all the life together. Just imagine what the meaning of that. The meaning of that is this much, that do not look down at anyone. No matter how good you are, no matter how much of piety you have in you, remember that piety someone gave you, can take it away. Do not look down. And that was the meaning of this was saying, that if you have pride in you, that's why you look down at the Buzug was saying, that if you want to love Allah Ta'ala, show kindness to people. Be good to people. Show love to the people. That is the only way we can become more closer and dear to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah begin to love you. That's the love that we want. That's the love that we want. Nothing else. And the only way that can come into us, humble yourself. You know, Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person came and asked him a question at that time. Abu Umar gave him a harsh shot. He said, I'm busy with my work now. How can you ask me this time? I'm busy at the moment. So he went away. Abu Umar got very hurt about it. So he called him and said, told him that, you know, I hit you. Please hit me back. Please hit me back. So he said, no, I've forgiven you. I forgive it. He said, though, as Umar said, he went home and said to them, oh Umar, what you have done today? You know, you were nothing before. You had no guidance. Allah guided you. You were nothing and nothing because Allah gave you some strength now. Allah tells you a person to become very high now. Oh Umar, what you did today? Who thinks of that today? Person becomes something. Allah gave him hidayat. He forgets his past. He must be the worst person in the world. Yet Allah gave him hidayat. He thinks, no, there's no one better than him. So we must always think that when look at, think of your past. Think of who you were and how Allah gave you hidayat. When you think of who you were and how Allah gave you hidayat, in other words, think of your past, of your sins you have committed before. To think of you that, oh Allah, with all that you still forgiven me, I must become more dear to you too. Ayaz, you the person, you know, when he was the king, you know, people did not like him because he was a poor person, and he came in and the king became very close to him. Very close to him. Now, you know, jealousy is a very bad thing. So he told the king, the people told him that, oh king, you know this person, he's not right. He's after something. Every night he goes and sits in a room there. He's taking all your goods. Would you rather check him out? So he said, okay, we'll check him out. And so happened, one day they went, he said, whatever he told the people, you break the door and whatever you find there is all yours. All yours. So when they broke the door, what they found? They found Ayaz sitting down there. And the king said, what happened to you all? You all said, you got something here? He said, Ayaz, what is the problem with you that you always come here and close the door and sit down here? He said, Sheikh, what must I tell you, O king? When I came here, I came with this old clothing. That old clothing kept there. You know old clothing? So every day I come and say to myself, Ayaz, you this. In other words, this is your reality. You came with nothing. Allah gave you hidayat. Allah gave you izzat. Today you have given me everything. So he told the king, this is why I close the door. So we must also think like that, our past sins, Allah forgive our sins, and think how bad you were, and how Allah gave hidayat. In that way, you think bad of yourself, that I'm so bad. If someone praises you, think that man not worth, if he comes to know who I am, he will not think of praising me too. In that way, you find humility come into you and you become kind to others. You look good to others too. That in other words, you look at a person committing sin too. Remember this what I said? He make a mistake, bichara. He does not know. He does not know to think good of Muslim, Allah won't question you. But to think bad of Muslim, Allah won't question. This majlis is today to tell you this much. If you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala in the creation it is. You learn to love the creation, you got the love of Allah. Allah Ta'ala sabku nasib farma. Wa akhru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa sallam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. اللهم عسنا عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وعجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان والحسن والخلق والرضا والمقام. ولا تريد دنيا مسلمان كفرك ذلة بجاه. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك من تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمته يا رب.